From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. In a minute, the scene in New York City after warnings of an al-Qaeda attack on financial centers. But first, President Bush spoke today in Washington, saying he is backing some of the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission.
Many of these changes are specific recommendations of the 9/11 Commission. Others will go further than the proposal of the Commission's report. All these reforms have a single goal. We will ensure that the people in government responsible for defending America and countering terrorism have the best possible information to make the best decisions.
And joining us now is NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, exactly what is the president proposing to do? How specific was he here?
He was reasonably specific, though he did say that in the coming days there will be a series of executive orders that he'll be issuing that will go to various departments that have their hands in various things to lay out more than what he said today. But the two main things he announced were the creation of this new position, a national intelligence director, a national intelligence czar, it's been called, and a new national counterterrorism center that will oversee and actually build on that terror threat integration center, something that's often called as TTIC by its initials, that was created in the wake of the 9/11 attacks. Now, these two things are both, again, following recommendations of the 9/11 Commission, but they're a little bit different, specifically the National Intelligence Director. This will not be a cabinet-level post, as had been recommended. The president will appoint this person. This person will be approved with the advice and the consent of the Congress. The president will be able to fire this person, but for the sake of autonomy, for ease in dealing across the various agencies that are involved in intelligence, from the CIA to FBI intelligence to military intelligence to others, the sense from the White House is that this person will be more effective if they're not in the cabinet, if they're apart from the actual White House. One other thing it's worth noting, Noah, is the president spent a good deal of time right off the top recapping things that the administration has already done, things that he says are consistent with the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission report. Mm-hmm. And that seemed very much to be to answer the charge leveled by critics. What took so long? Why 3 years later are you finally getting to this stuff? And that includes everything from the pursuit of al-Qaeda around the world to cutting off terror finances to the creation of the Department of Homeland Security.
Well, let's talk a bit more about the director here, the distance between the White House and the director. The 9/11 Commission wanted the director to be in the White House, wanted that real estate location there. Mr. Bush is not doing that. Why not?
There had been some criticism, even from members of Congress in both parties, that that person would not be independent enough, free enough of politics if they were operating right out of the White House. So, again, the main reason is to really give this new anti-terror czar, national intelligence czar, the degree of autonomy the president says they'll need to do the job.
What did the president say about the terror alerts for the financial institutions in New York and D.C.?
He said they underscore a couple of things, that these are still dangerous times, that very serious threats remain, but also that the government is responding. And in terms of making the announcement, does that scare people too much? He says it's the process of keeping the American people informed. The president said if we were silent, people would be a lot more nervous.
NPR's Don Gagne at the White House. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.